Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So, Lindsay, how are you going to keep everybody in your new Bible study? This is just the second week of your being in the group.
Uh-huh.
How are you going to fake it and make it seem like you did your homework?
Well, the good news is they were like, you don't have to do it. You know, don't feel pressured if you're at it. You know, they make it seem, but you know, the 10 girls at my table are going to be like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, do you have an empty workbook that you're supposed to have filled out things in?
Yeah.
Can we help you fill it out after the show or something?
Well, I really don't have time, but okay. That would be lovely. But it's okay. I'm not worried about it. They knew I was out of town. We had to leave an extra day and a half early because of the mm-hmm. snow. So,
yeah. But it doesn't look good when they accept you after being on a waiting list in the first week. You just don't do your work.
That's true.
It's going to be the talk of the table.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see? It's her second time here, and she didn't even – it's like she didn't even try.
And they're going to say, I guess, you know, the rules don't apply to her.
Okay, yeah. So now
Miss cheerleader, the rules don't apply to
Miss
her.
Skinny Minnie comes in here, didn't even bother doing the work.
She doesn't come in there. What does she do? She comes flitting in there is what she is.
Exactly.
I hope they call me Skinny Minnie and flitting.
She comes flitting in here with – thinking that she owns everything.
Okay, now yeah. I have a complex. Now I'm not even going to go.
So how long is the waiting list to get into this Bible study to learn about the Jesus?
So I'm not sure exactly, but I there were 200 people on the wait list the first time I got waitlisted.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get in. Second time I got waitlisted, I'm not sure. This time when I got in, I got an email like 2 days after the sign up. So I think she had known.
So the wait list doesn't carry over. You got to re-sign up each year or mm-hmm. each quarter or what?
It's like every quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now we didn't ask this before, Riggins, mm-hmm. But how much is the tuition to learn about the Jesus?
I think it's 30.
And that probably just pays for your workbook and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
30.
Know. You get a Bible or you got to bring your own Bible?
Bring your own
BYOB.
Bible. BYOB. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I bought it on Amazon because it's a women's study Bible for $20.
Yeah, that means it's written a lot more simple. You know, the simplicity of it is there because women need to understand it.
I'm not going to argue with that. Okay.
No,
I'm not even going to argue
It's just pretty. It's got little flowers and stuff in it.
It is very pretty.
So you bought a new Bible for the Bible study.
Uh-huh. I have like a normal, just
a real Bible.
A real Bible. This women's Bible is super thick because they add extra inserts to each chapter, you know, the whole thing. And then they have
more words, like women.
More words, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they have snacks, coffee. So I'm sure it pays for, you know, all that.
Kind
yeah.
of stuff. What kind of, I would love to see the snack list and
it's
is it like little croissants and things like that,
and they do have some healthy snacks. And the coffee creamer is hilarious; you would die. So they have this bucket of one of those portable ice bucket chests.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of? Yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. And the amount of creamers, there's like nut pods, which is like dairy free. Then there's coconut creamer. Then there's oat milk. Then there's almond. But then there's regular. And then there's sugar free. It's like
you gotta have just a plethora. Of
yeah. It's ridiculous. I'm like, is this necessary? But I mean, you know.
Because how many women drink black coffee, you think?
None.
My mama does.
I do here too, but mm-hmm. none at Bible study, not one. You see those women in line for the creamer.
Yeah, but the Jesus wouldn't, he would want you to drink black coffee.
You know what else Jesus would
want?
That's
what he served at the Last Supper, the Jesus.
The black coffee?
Yeah, the wine and the black coffee.
That's what I was going to say. Let's bring some wine in here. I mean, I know it's 9 to 11, but
yeah,
9:30 to 11.
Also, your little ski weekend thing in the mountains where you were last weekend and all, and y'all went tubing at the place that does the tubing. You got to buy tickets and all that. And y'all tubed for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. This may not be anybody's business to know. You may not want anybody knowing this. Oh. But what was the wardrobe total for those 45 minutes of snow activity? Because these kids looked like they were wearing brand new ski bibs and goggles and the whole thing.
Brand new.
Yeah, now this is on Extra Extra Funny, so chances of your husband hearing it are very slim.
He did half of it. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Listen, those ski goggles were not cheap. One pair was $60. I said, are these necessary? Well, they're cool as hell. I was like, yeah, but they're 3 and 4. Like,
hell yeah.
He bought the ski goggles. I got the ski pants that were each $30. I got those from Amazon. Then they had the thermals under, because you can't clearly, you know, I'm not up on all the stuff, but I did know that. So that was, so totaling, let me just give you a rough estimate for two kids. It was probably $250.
Okay. Two kids and
me.
You. Yeah. Okay. So
we're not going to talk about me because he doesn't.
But that's what I'm saying. This is a safe zone.
It's a safe spot. Yeah. Okay, so let's say me and the kids, let's say $400.
I knew something was up with the day she was at the hotel and she was wearing her sweater and she was like, do you see? It's après-ski or whatever that was called.
Après-ski.
Whatever that was. Yeah. I was like, I bet that shit was expensive as hell.
And I already had that Burberry scarf,
bullshit.
Kyle.
Yes. Bullshit.
I already had it. Already, I did not just buy that.
I got that when I was in high school.
He'll say stuff like, where did you, that's got to be new. I'm like, I've had this in my closet. See what's all in my closet. You don't know what's all in my closet.
See, Jody never could do that. She can't do it because I'm so observant. I know what she's had and what she doesn't.
You're tough.
But she would just lie about the price of it. There you go. Like, I care. I mean, she's the one that handles the money. I wouldn't know what it costs.
Yeah.
Does she still lie?
No. But she doesn't spend a whole lot on stuff, you know.
Yeah.
She's not like Lindsay. Yeah. She had her day like Lindsay, though.
Oh, I remember her day like Lindsay.
So, hold on a minute. So, 45 minutes of tubing. Mm-hmm. How much did the tickets cost for four of them? Well, let's see the whole total of the price of the 45-minute activity.
Well, this is what I found out, guys. Remember when you were like, it can't be that much to tube. Like, it's an hour and a half session for each session. He bought two sessions because he didn't think it was going to be enough time for the kids to, like, go out, come in, eat snack, go back out. Like, he thought it was going to be a whole day. So it was actually, he bought 3 hours.
Oh, God.
That's where the money came from.
And then you didn't even use one entire.
Not even close. Thing. Yeah.
So.
So let's say, okay, it was all $400, close to $500 for the tickets.
So you're looking at probably $1,000 for 45 minutes worth of tubing, outfits, not counting drinks and food at the place.
Yep. Oh, wait, new Elsa snow boots. Those were $50. Okay, so we're looking at, over $1,000. Yeah, I could have done cheaper on my outfit, sure. The kids,
but you'll have that forever now.
You'll
never buy another new winter snow outfit.
But you know what he said when we left? He was like, so we're definitely coming back next year. I'll do an hour and a half session, and you better keep these clothes in a safe spot. We're not buying anything new.
Yeah, well, they can't wear them next year. They'll be out of those.
Well, the ski pant, the bibs, they have those extendable. So I'm hoping they can, maybe. We'll see. You know, he probably can't, but it's wild.
To go down a hill in an inner tube.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah.
Because how many times did you go down?
We all went down about 4 or 5 times.
Okay, so you did the whole thing.
And I was sweating because, you know, the kids sit in the tube because they can't pull the tube. And so you have to pull it up as far as you can to get to the escalator thing. you know,
yeah,
or
the little conveyor deal.
Yeah. And so I was sweating, man. It was a workout.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Yeah, walking in those boots.
And the sun, it was really cold, but the sun was beating down. So I was like, dang, I'm like too hot now.
Yeah, so you're working your ass off and then your kid turns and he's like, the snow's getting in my face.
Yeah, yeah. And then we go in there. It's not even lunchtime yet. Let's see, what time do we start? It was 9 to 10. It was 10 o'clock. They were like, we want nachos and hot dogs. And I'm like, we're leaving. We got to leave to go eat what was a 35-minute drive home.
Yeah.
To Blowing Rock. So we got them all the food. So, yeah, we're looking at probably $1,200,
$1,200. Now, if I could do math easily, I'd say how much is that per minute? 45 minutes, $1,100. That's, wow.
Too much. Too damn much.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
I'm glad we got a deal on our VRBO. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean.
Dang. God. Crazy. Trips,
those kids, though, those kids will break you. They're expensive.
Yeah. And we went to the Bahamas one time with the kids for my 40th birthday. And now Delilah asks constantly, can we go back to the Bahamas? I'm like, if you knew how expensive the Bahamas are.
Yeah, right. I mean, she's like, well, for what you pay for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
True.
At Hawk's Nest.
True. Nothing to you.
We could already been at Bahamas.
True.
The Bahamas.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's what I'm calling it from now on. It's Bahamas.
Yeah, Bahamas.
Hell yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.